Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Len Gabrielson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hawk Taylor. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Wakefield. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bill Wakefield. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive towards the mound. Jackson catches it and throws to first to double up Hickman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burkell moves to second. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Burkell moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder fires to third and picks off Burkell. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Christopher steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and has Christopher trapped. There's the throw to Stewart who tags Christopher for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Smith moves to second. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowan. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burpell for a passed ball. Christopher moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stewart is hit by the pitch. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Brock reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burpell takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Al Jackson pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Stewart, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Willie now pitching. Chris Canizaro now catching. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano misplays the ball. That's an error on Amalfitano. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bertel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Bertel reaches third base with a triple. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bertel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Carl Willie. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Smith pinch runs for Rod Cannell. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Christopher goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Cubs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Locke now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-4 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Cowan moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Leo Burke now playing second base. Joey Amalfitano now playing shortstop. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canizzaro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Hickman reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.